you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
I just went off the phone. Actually, I get cut off when someone I was on the phone with your company pertaining to some charges that we were charged in back in September of last year for product that we never received. And the Bank
of
America.
Can I have your zip code?
32724.
And your first and last name?
Be under Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
One second. You said it's C-A-R.
C, okay. First name is Connie. C-O-N-N-I-E. Last name is Cameron. C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
And they had an account pulled up for you, sir?
Well, back in September of last year, you folks pulled out $91.95 on September 27th, twice.
All right, spell that last name one time, one more time.
Capital C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
The first letter is D as in David.
First letter is C as in Charlie.
Okay, one second. Verify your address for me.
104 Hurst Court, Deland, Florida, 32724.
Okay, one second. Okay, the $49 was declined. The original charge for the 22nd is she signed up for a free gift for $6.70 for a neck massager.
A what massager?
A neck massager, sir.
Okay, I'm looking more for charges of September 27th. Maybe we had a different address. I should give you the other address we had.
Okay, sir, it was... The address you gave me is the address it was sent to.
Okay. What about these 90?
We haven't charged you 90-something dollars, sir. The most we charged you was $14.95.
Okay. All right. Let me just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
September 27, 2021. Extraordinaire. What's your full name?
Sir, we didn't charge you on September 27th.
Why am I looking on my account?
Okay, so you had something from us, but that wasn't the charges. You need to call your bank to find out where them charges came from because they didn't come from us. The most we charged you was $14.95, and that account is canceled.
Well, I'm trying to get the bank to put that money back in my account because they've taken
it
out of my account.
Okay, sir, but it's not us that charged you.
All right. Can I get your name so I can tell the bank who I spoke
with? We're a third-party call center. My name is Pam.
Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
But you're not talking to the
phone.
Right company, so that's not going to do you no good to call your bank and say that you spoke to me with these charges, sir, because the charges you're speaking of is not our charges.
Okay. Are you representing this extraordinaire?
We're a factory direct savings store, sir.
I
don't know how you
number,
get it, sir. I wouldn't have the number for them. You'd have to call your bank to see if they have an alternate number. We're not that company.
Okay, let me give you the number I called, okay? And you tell me why I didn't reach him directly. 855-884-6205.
Yes, sir. That's our phone number, but that's not our charges, and we're not that company. What you had with us is you ordered a neck massager, which was a free gift for taking a survey, and the only thing we ever charged her was $14.95. So those charges are not ours.
Okay.
So you would have
I'll
to contact
bank.
Your bank. Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.